Yud Gimel Teves, Sunday the 4th of January, Rabbi Zev Leth, on a topical theme.
Five Svarim of the Torah have two names. The name that we're all familiar with, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim. But Chazal gave a thematic name to each of the Svarim. Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYetzira. Sefer Shmos is called Sefer HaGeula. Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. Bamidbar is Chumash HaPikudim. And Dvarim is Mishneh Torah. If you think about it, the two names by four of the Svarim fit very nicely. Bereishis and Sefer HaYetzira fit nicely. Bereishis, Sefer HaYetzira, exact same idea. Vayikra, the Rabban Shem called to Moshe Rabbeinu, Me'oel Moed, what did he call to him? Torah's Kohanim. Bamidbar records everything that happened in the Midbar between the two sensei, Chumash HaPikudim. And the Dvarim, what Dvarim did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Mishneh Torah. The only one that doesn't seem to fit is Shmos. What in the world does Shmos have to do with Sefer HaGeula? Two names don't seem to have any connection. The truth is, if you thought you didn't know those names before, you did. Every time you pick up an English Chumash, the Greek words are based on the thematic name of the Svarim. Genesis is Sefer HaYetzira. Exodus is Sefer HaGeula. Right? Leviticus is Torah's Kohanim in Greek. The laws of the Levim. And if you ever was wondering why the person who translated Bamidbar to be Numbers, right, made such a terrible mistake, he didn't make a mistake. He was translating Chumash HaPikudim, the Book of Numbers. That's exactly the thematic name of the Torah. Chazal gave it. That's how the Greeks, when they translated into Greek, they gave the thematic names. And Deuteronomy is Mishneh Torah, is the review of the law. But what does Shmos have to do with Sefer HaGeula? In order to understand that, we'll go back to last week's Sedra. Yaakov Avinu calls his children in. He wants to tell them when Mashiach is coming. Bikesh Yaakov, the Galos is Hakeitz. And something happens, and Nistamimenu, and instead, Hiskia Lomar Dvorim Acherim, Rashi says. Very modern thing. Somebody prepares something, and for some reason he forgets it, and he immediately begins to say other things. If I would have forgotten what I wanted to say here today, I wouldn't immediately start saying something else. I would apologize, tell you I need some more time to prepare, come back next week, whatever. I wouldn't immediately start saying something else if I prepared something different. And what did he give them instead of telling him Mashiach is coming? Gave them brachas. That's what the Torah says. V'zos asher diber lohem aviyem, v'yivorech osam ish asher kibirchas o'beirach osam. What were these great brachas they got? Reuven, you could have been the Kohen, the Melech, and the Bechor. You lost it all. Great brach. I wouldn't have come for that brach. Shimon and Levi, Orer Apam Kios. So one quarter of them, Lechora, didn't get brachas. And the other ones, you're like a chamor, you're like a snake. It doesn't sound like great brachas. What? Where are the brachas? The Medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu saw his children, so he looked at their names. And he saw in the names of the Shvatim, there are two letters that don't appear in any of the names of the Shvatim, Ches and Tes. And he said, there's no Chet in the names of my children. I can tell them when Mashiach's coming. And then he looked again, he saw there's two other letters that don't appear in the names of any of the Shvatim, Kuf and Tzadik, Kates. He said, there's no Chet, but there's no Kates. I can't tell them the Kates. I understand that there's no Chet in the names of the Shvatim, but no Kates? Kates is not Merumas in the names of the Shvatim? Why not? Another Medrash. The Medrash says, L'maha dover dome, the ohavo shel melech, there's a confidant of the king who's dying. And he wants to reveal to his children the mysteries that the king confided in him. He's just ready to tell his children the mysteries of the king, and he sees the king is standing there by his bedside together with his children. So instead of telling the mysteries of the king in front of the king, seemingly, he starts to give that, tell them something else. He tells them, "Hizaru b'kvodo shel melech." Be careful of the honor of the king. So too, Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the mysteries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Mashiach is coming, but he sees the Shechinah standing there by his bedside. So instead of telling them the mysteries, he gives them brachas. L'chaora, Chazal could have made the marshal any way they wanted to fit the nimshal. They didn't. They introduced a factor that is nothing connection to the nimshal. What they should have said is, there was a confidant of the king who wanted to tell his children the mysteries of the king. That's similar to telling when Mashiach is going to come. Sees the king is standing there, so instead of telling the mysteries, he gives his children blessings. Why did they introduce something that has nothing to do with the nimshal? Hizaru b'kvodo shel melech. Careful of the covet of the melech. Where did Yaakov Avinu say that to his children? He gave them brachas. Rashi, in the beginning of this coming week's Sedra, says, Ve'ele shmos b'nei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael are chavivim kehakuchavim. They're like the stars. Just like every star has a name, Lekulam b'shemos yikra, Monen nispor lakuchavim, Lekulam b'shemos yikra, the Rebbe Hashem counts every star and gives it a name, so too every Jew or the Shvatim have names, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts them, Bein b'chayeyem, Bein l'achar mosam, whereas chosh of the stars. What does that mean? Because the Rebbe Hashem gave names to every star and counts each and every one, that makes them very choshuv. That's Klal Yisrael, like stars. What does it mean? I was here in Chutz Laretz, specifically in America, this time of year many times. And over the years, I've heard this advertisement many times, and the price has gone up from $25 to $75. They said that in this time when the Goyim are giving gifts to each other, sometimes in America you have a problem. You have somebody who has everything. What are you going to give them as a gift? So they made the following suggestion. If you'll send, 40 years ago it was $25. Last year I heard it was $75. So it must be a good business. If you'll send $75 to this address, we will name a star for the person you want to give a gift. We will register it in the star registry and send him an affidavit that his star is registered in the star registry in his name. Don't do it. I'll give you an Eitzah Tova. Tonight, go outside. This is not a good Eitzah for people in London because you can't see the sky. But if you could see the sky, there are stars up there, actually, other places in the world. Go and name every star that you can see for yourself, your family, your good friends, for free. Take out a blank piece of paper, write on the top, Star Registry, and write down your names on that piece of paper. Now your star is registered in your star registry. Now write yourself an affidavit that your star is registered in your star registry. That's exactly what they do. And it doesn't even cost you a penny to do this. That's what it means. The Rebbe Hashem calls every star by a name. What does it mean? Even a more astounding Medrash. The Medrash says, "Bischus the Eila Shmos b'nei Yisrael, miskaimin the Eila toldo shemayim v'aretz." Bischus of the names of Klal Yisrael, the world exists. I understand the world exists. Bereishis bar Elokim b'shvil Yisrael shenikroim bereishis. But because of the names of Klal Yisrael, the world exists. What does that mean? World exists because of the names of Klal Yisrael. When Adam HaRishon was given the schus to call names to everything in the Bria, including himself and the Ribbono Shel Olam, he didn't arbitrarily pick words and attach them to things, and that was their name. The name of something represents its essence. That's what a name is. Not necessarily the name that we know we call people, even though that has a kesher too. But the real name of something is its primius, is its atzmius, its essence. In fact, the word shame is the inner letters of the word neshama. The two outer letters are Nun and Hey. The inner letters are Shin Mem, shame. Shame is the inner essence of a person's mitzvah, of what he is. His abilities, his capabilities, his talents, his character traits are all represented in his name. And that's why Chazal say that everybody has four names. You have the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, the name that your parents gave you, the name your friends give you, and the main name is the one you make for yourself. The way I understand that is the following. Everybody has many talents, abilities, capabilities, qualities. Some of them are part of the essence of your neshama. Kodesh Baruch Hu created each and every one of us with a different mission, and he equipped our neshamas to fulfill that mission. He gave us various character traits, various abilities, capabilities, and talents. That's the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Some things are not part of your neshama from their inception, but you acquire them through heredity. That's the name that your parents give you. Some things you learn from the environment around you. That's the name that your friends give you. All of that is potential. Potential entails, they used to say, yichus is like that. Yichus is a big zero. If you have a lot of yichus, you have a lot of zeros. If you put a number in front of those zeros, then the more zeros you have, the bigger the number is. If you put nothing in front of it, you remain with zero. Mm-hmm. I say the same thing about potential. Potential is a big zero. If you have a lot of potential, you have a lot of zeros. If you put something in front of that and you realize that potential, then the zeros become a big number. If you do nothing with it, you just remain with the potential, then it remains a lot of zeros. So the main name is not what the Rabbanu Shlom gave you, not what your parents gave you, not what your friends gave you. The main thing is, what do you take all of that and develop and make something out of it? That's a name that you make for yourself. In fact, that is the bracha that we give to our children Friday night. In fact, the Targum Yonasim Luzil says the bracha, Yisimcha Elokim Kefrayim V'chimenasha, is really the bracha you're supposed to give a child the Yom HaBris. B'cho Yivorech Yisrael, look at the Targum Yonasim Luzil, B'yoma D'mehulta. B'cho, I don't know any minig that says that bracha by a bris. One second, I'll tell you what I think. But why is that the bracha? What is the bracha? Yisimcha Elokim Kefrayim V'chimenasha. Thinking the bracha, and why don't we give a bracha Kiruvein v'Shimon, or maybe even Kavron Yisrael Yaakov? The Avos Sakdoshim created the potential for Klal Yisrael. The Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Voloshiner in Ruach Chaim, Mapirkei Avos, says that the Asor and the Shionos of Avram Avinu weren't just for his sake, but they created a reservoir of power for all generations. And if Avraham Avinu wasn't able to go to the Akedah, no Jew in history could have ever been makriv nafsho at nefesh beisu al kiddush Hashem. If Avraham Avinu wasn't mekayim the nesoyin of Lech Lecha, no Jew could ever pick himself up from Chutz Laretz and go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Avos created, their Avos, not Miloshon and Avaim, but Miloshon Avos the Toldos, that all of the Toldos emanate from the Av. And what they created the potential for Klal Yisrael. And we have that potential. How do we know we have that potential? Maybe it ended with them. So if you'll tell me that Reuven and Shimon had that potential, I would say because they grew up amongst the Avos, and they grew up in Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, the potential of the Avos continued on with them. But how do I know it continues on beyond that? Because Yaakov Avinu said about Ephraim and Manasseh, V'yikorei bohem shmi, v'shem avosei Avram v'yitzchak. Shame, like we said, means the qualities, the abilities, capabilities, and talents. These two children, Ephraim and Manasseh, have my qualities and the qualities of Avram and Yitzchak. That means the qualities of the Avos continued on in Ephraim and Manasseh. They didn't have any milah. They didn't grow up amongst the Avos. They didn't grow up in Eretz Yisrael. They were totally separated, cut off. And yet, those kochos went on to Ephraim and Menashe. Therefore, there's no reason to assume that it didn't go on beyond them. So we tell our children, Yisimcha Elokim k'Ephraim v'dechem Menashe. Just like Ephraim and Menashe have the kochos and kishronos, the abilities and capabilities and qualities of the avos, you have that too. No reason to make a difference between you and Ephraim and Menashe. You have tremendous potential. But we add Vayosem es Ephraim l'fnei Menashe. Why? Because potential, like I said, is not the ikar. The ikar is what you do with it. Yaakov Avinu saw Beruach Kodesh that even though Ephraim was not the Bechor, Menashe was the Bechor, and Menashe had more potential than Ephraim, but in history, Ephraim would realize more of his lesser potential than Menashe realized of his greater potential. And therefore, who comes first? Not the one with the greater potential, but the one who realizes more of his potential. Vayosem es Ephraim l'fnei Menashe. That's what we tell our children. You have a tremendous potential, but never make the mistake to think that that's enough. The one who realizes the potential is the Iker. Ephraim comes before Menashe. We say at a bris, Kishem shenichnas labris, ken yikonis l'torah l'chup l'maishim tovim. That's the bracha of Yisimcha Elokim k'Ephraim. With the same kochos and kishronos that you came into this bris, where did an 8-year-old boy, what kind of kochos and kishronos he have? What he got from the office? That's kishem shenichnas labris. And that, with that shame, with those kochos and kishronos, right, ken yikonis l'torah l'chup l'maishim tovim. That's the bracha. There's another medrash. The medrash says that the geula is hinted to in the names of Klal Yisrael. Now I understand why the world was created for the names. The names means the kochos, kishronos, the qualities, the abilities, capabilities. That's the reason the world was created, for what Klal Yisrael has within it. That's what Klal Yisrael is. And the Geula is hinted to in those names. What's Geula? Geula is when you will, personal. The Rashi says in Shemoneh Esrei, there's two brachas of Geula. First bracha, Goal Yisrael, Re'eno Vonyenu. And then there's Yushalayim Ircho, Esem Achdovid. Rashi says, the first bracha is for the personal, ongoing Geula of the Yochid. Every individual has his own nishonos, his own shibud. Geula is when you'll bring out your potential. That's your geula. And the geula of the tzibur is Yushalayim and Semach David. But they depend on each other. Once heard a nice story. Do not look this up anywhere. It's not a chazal. Don't waste your time. Just a story. I didn't make up the story. I heard it. There was a man reading a magazine. And his little 5-year-old was bothering him incessantly, and he couldn't make any headway in the magazine. So he saw that one page in the magazine is a map of the world. So he tore out the page, tore it up into 20 little pieces, calls over his son, and he says, here's a puzzle. It's a map of the world. Go put it together, and don't come back until you finish. He figured the boy does not know what the picture of the world looks like. So the only way he can put the puzzle together is by matching the contours of the tears. It's going to take him hours to do. So he has some peace and quiet now for a few hours. 15 minutes later, the boy comes back, I finished. He says, impossible. If you didn't know what the map looked like, there's no way you could put it together in 15 minutes. He says, come and look. Sure enough, on the glass top of a coffee table, the map is put together perfectly. The father says, you're a genius. You must have known what the picture of the world looked like to put it together so quickly. He said, no, it was really easy. See, on the other side of the page was a picture of a man. I just put the man together and the whole world fell into place. That's geula. Geula is when the person will reach their potential, then the whole world eventually will reach its potential. So the geula is hinted to in the names of the Shvatim, in the potential that every Yochid has, and each of the Shvatim represents every Yochid in Klal Yisrael, that is the idea. That's the idea that we're each like a star. Every star in the heavens, every star in the universe has a different makeup, different chemical makeup, different spectrum, and every one, the Rabbanu Shalom knew, has a purpose to make the universe more perfect. and everyone's necessary. And every year there's like a star. There's his kochos and kishronos, his abilities, capabilities and talent. And his perfection will bring to the perfection of the world. There's two ways that Mashiach can come. One is Be'ita. There's a set time that the Rabbanu Shalom set aside that Mashiach won't come beyond that time. He'll come by that time. That's a deadline. That's called the cape. And then it's possible, Achishena. You could bring the Geula closer, quicker. Achishena. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children the cape, when the final date would be. But he looked at the names of his children. He sees there's no chet in their names. Their abilities, capabilities, and talents are potentially perfect. Chet is chesaron. Chet means something's missing. There was nothing missing in their names. Their names have potential for perfection. If that's the case, if they bring out that potential, they can bring the geula closer. Ba'achishena. Memela, there's no kates in the names of the Shvatim. Because in the names of the Shvatim, it'll never have to reach the kates. It'll come earlier. So therefore, it's not something wrong that there's no kates in the names of the Shvatim. Adarab. That's something very good, that there's no kates. Because it will never have to wait till the deadline if they ever bring out their potential, what's hinted to in their names. The kates doesn't exist. The achishena exists in the names of the Shvatim. Not the case. So Yaakov Avinu says, instead of telling them when the case is going to be, I have something better to tell them. I'll give them a bracha. The best bracha, the biggest bracha you can give a child. You can give your talmidim, whatever it is to let them know who they are and what they are and what their potential is. And what they're not. And what they're not capable of doing. That's also a bracha. Imagine somebody who has a terrible singing voice. So bad that when he sings, it sounds like dragging your nails on a chalkboard. And you see him going to the library, taking out a stack of books on how to be a chazan. I know some people like that. But anyway, they're all in my kehila. I hope this isn't taped. I may not have a kehila. Wouldn't it be a bracha to go over to him and say, look, unless you plan to be a chazan in an institute for the deaf, right, this is not for you. Right? Be an author, be a speaker, not a chazan. Because you'll open your mouth the first time and you won't have a minion left. Everybody will run away. So don't waste your time becoming a chazan. It's not for you. That's a bracha. Tremendous bracha. Reuven, you could have been the melech, you could have been the bechor, you could have been the kohen. You lost it. It's not you. Don't waste your time on that. Develop what you are, Reuven. That's a bracha. Shimon and Levi, have a problem with your anger, I'll help you work out. Orarapam, I'll curse your anger, minimize it, help you work that out so you can bring out your potential better. That's a tremendous bracha. You're like a chamor, you're like a snake. These are your kochos and kishronos, develop them. That's the bracha that Yaakov said. Instead of telling them the case, when the end is going to be, I'll tell you how to bring it closer. You'll bring it closer by developing your kochos, and I'll let you know what they are and what they're not. And that way you'll be able to bring out your perfection and bring the geula closer. And that is the marshal of the confidant of the king. Not like I told you before, which most people learn. Different, completely different idea. The confidant of the king is dying. He wants to tell his children the mysteries that the king confided in him. He's not ashamed to say that in front of the king, because if he would be, what kind of friend of the king is he, that in front of the king he won't say it, and back behind his back he will? It's not the ideal. He sees the king is standing there by his children. He says to himself, you know what? I can tell my children the mysteries the king confided in me, and they'll know these mysteries secondhand from me. But the king is right here amongst them. I'll tell them something better. I'll tell them how they can become friends of the king, and the king will tell them the mysteries directly. The king's right here amongst them. if you'll be careful of the honor of the king, you'll become friends of the king. And he'll tell you what he told me. You'll hear it from him, not from me. So too, Yaakov Avinu said, I could tell my children when the cates is, when the final time for Mashiach, I have something better to tell them. I'll tell them how they can bring it closer. That's what the marshal is. That's what Chazal say, that Yaakov Avinu, when he saw the names of his children, he saw the cates isn't there, he originally thought something's wrong with my children. Not something's right with them, that they don't have to wait for the cates. Something wrong, I can't tell them the cates. So he said, Shema Libchem Choluk Alamokom. So they answered him, Shema Yisrael Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's nothing wrong with us. And Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusa Li'olam Vo'ed. What's the idea? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is that one day, Rashi says, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Achshav, one day will be Hashem Echad over the whole world. One day, there's a time set aside when that will happen. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusa. It's a Malchus Hashem, which depends on the Shemos of all of Klal Yisrael. That's Malchus Hashem. We can bring that earlier. That's what Yaakov said. I see the reason that the cates isn't mentioned in your names, not because something's wrong with you, because something's right with you. Because from that shame, the Baruch Shem Kivod, that's a little bit of a chutzpah, though, right? We don't want to wait till the cage. We want Mashiach to come now, right? A little bit of chutzpah to say, such as that, we want it right now, right? Well, Rabbi, we should get it by the cage. So to say it out loud, we don't say. We say it low. But on Yom Kippur, when Baruch Hashem, all Yidden, bring out that potential and look like Malachim, then you can say Baruch Shem Kavod out loud. Then you can say, what's it called? We want it earlier. And that explains a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says that we say Baruch Shem Kavod low because it's like a bas melech sheherichot tzike kedera. She smelled something they were making in the kitchen and she wanted it. So to ask for it openly and bring it to her openly is not nice. So they brought it to B'chashai. So what's not nice about Baruch Shem Kavod? Just like I said. Bas melech, Malachim used to eat in 3 hours in the day. They used to get up at 3 hours in the day. So their suda was the fourth hour. It's late. The Bas Melech got up early. She wants her breakfast early. But to ask for it, right, before the Melech's time of suda, that's not nice. But she's a Bas Melech. She has a right to eat early too. So they brought it to her B'chashoy. Same thing over here. The Rabban Shon has a set time for Mashiach. But we want a little early. So to ask for it outright, not so nice. But b'chashoy, to say it low, that we could say that we'd like that Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuso, right? We'd like the Achishena also. Mirtz Hashem. If everybody works on bringing out their potential and being goel, their own potential, then we'll see Taka, the Ace Haketz, brought much sooner b'Achishena the Vias Goel Tzedek Meir of Yomim. And that's why Sefer Shmos is Sefer HaGeulah. Because the Geula is in the Shmos, in the names of Klal Yisrael.